Blog Talk Radio.
Truly do not deserve it, but he truly is loving. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, we just want to thank the Lord for everything that he's done, not just for us individually and all the miracles that he's done, but how good he's been to Miracle Internet Church. Amen. We want to thank the Lord. He's seen us through many a rough day, many a hard day, and we're still here in his name. Amen. Proclaiming the gospel. So we want to thank the Lord. We don't want to take him for granted. We thank the Father for reigning over us. Amen. And to all of our first-time listeners, welcome to Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina Sessions. Brother Bill is here, and Brother Marshall is here somewhere. And we thank the Lord for each one of you. And the Godhead is in our midst, and the holy angels of God are too. Because wherever two or three of us are gathered together in his name, there he is in our midst. Amen. So we want to thank the Lord for his goodness. No matter what our individual circumstances are, God is still holding on to us, saints. He's still carrying us. He's still doing wonderful things in our midst. Amen. Yes, there are some days that are not quite as pleasant as others. That's the truth. But nonetheless, God hasn't gone anywhere. He's right here in the midst. He's right here with us. And he's carrying us through every circumstance and every situation of life. He is truly the lover of our souls. Amen. And to our first-time listeners, we want to encourage you to come up on our website and join us in our chat room. Our website is www.MiracleInternetChurch.com. That's MiracleInternetChurch.com. And when the page comes up, across the banner at the top, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that link, and it will lead you to a place to sign in. Click Guest, and then sign in with your name or your handle. We do request that you do not use personal information that should remain private. We want to keep your privacy private. Amen. Amen. And when you do sign in, everyone else will say hi to you because we're very loving and we're very friendly, and we hope that you are too. If you happen to be on a cell phone or an iPhone, the same applies to you. When the page comes up, go to your browser and type in MiracleInternetChurch.com. When the page comes up, there are three white dashes against a black background. That's the link. The link is not the picture. No, that's not the link. The link is the white dashes against a black background. Click the link, and it will open up all the other links to you. And then you can go on down to MIC Radio Chat and sign in and say hi to everybody. Amen. Our phone number, if you'd like to listen to us over your cell phone, is area code, while we're live on the air, is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Again, that's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, tonight we're going to have some very interesting things to say. Yes, very, very interesting. The Lord is leading us in specific directions. He's leading us to take certain steps. And if you have missed any of the last 10 messages, I pray that you will go back and recast the ones you missed, because God is taking us a step by step, increment by increment, to where he wants us to be. Amen? And if you miss one, you've missed a step. So I would encourage you to go back and to recast and listen to what you've missed. Now, for those of you who do not remember, we have an upcoming fast. that begins on Monday, October 11th at 7 p.m., all the way through Sunday, October 17th at 5 p.m. Amen. There are only three ingredients that are edible on this fast. That's water, Holy Communion, and soup. That's it. No more, no less, nothing else. And the Lord's keeping it simple so we can get it together. Amen. Sometimes we have a little problem remembering things or two, so he's made it very simple for us. Water, Holy Communion, and soup. And whatever other details that he gives, I will post them in the MIC radio chat when he gives them to me. Amen? Thank the Lord. Also, well, we'll talk about that later. We'll just put that right here, and we'll come back to that in a minute. Also, there were some of you who couldn't quite figure out what the focus of the fast was, so I'm going to help you. You need to go back into the archive sermons. There's a link on the webpage. When the page comes up, this says archive sermons. Go there. And in the archive sermons, look for the one that says fellowshipping with the Father. That's the message that explains why he proclaimed the fast. So if you didn't get the gist of why we're fasting, go back and recast that message and listen very clearly, very distinctly, and you will hear why we're fasting. Amen? And you'll have the understanding in your heart and in your mind. Amen? Amen. That's the message. And if Brother Bill has time, he'll post that link there for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, I'm really looking forward to this fast, and I pray that you are too. I'm beginning to anticipate it. It has potential for us, for each of us individually and as the body of Christ. It's going to help us, saints. It's going to help us in areas where we really need help. You know, everyone has their weak areas. Everyone does, whatever they happen to be. God knows. And he knows why. And so he's going to help us as we fellowship with him. It's going to be a very intimate time of fellowship with our Heavenly Father. And he's going to help us along our way. Because all of us need help, right? Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Amen. He's a very, very good God, very kind, long-suffering. Truly merciful. If he weren't merciful, we would already be in hell. And I want to thank you, Lord, that we're not in hell yet. Amen. I want to thank you that you really are merciful, because we really do need your mercy. We all do. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for that very mercy, for your love that you pour out to us. Yes, you just pour it out to us, Lord, and we are so grateful. We're grateful for the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, we are thankful that he went to Calvary and that he did not get down off that cross before he said, "It is finished." We needed that, Father, not just at that moment, but we've needed it ever since. We need that, Lord, when we go through trials and temptations and troubles. And we want to quit before we receive the promise that you gave. Lord, help us that when it's our time, that we will stand and not falter and stand and not quit and not become faint-hearted, Lord. But that even when the difficult times come, we will lean on your grace. We will lean on your love. We will lean on your mercy and your forgiveness that helps us. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the joy that brings the strength, Lord, because we need you. Each of us needs you. As a ministry, we need you. As prayer warriors, we need you. As saints, we need you. We need you every minute of every day, no matter what the decision is, how small or how great, we need you. And we cannot live without you. We cannot live without you. We've tried that before, and we found out that it just didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't bring the results that we desired in our heart. So we have determined that we will not try to live without you ever again. We've already done that sin and made that mistake. We're not going to repeat it. We're going to live depending our lives on you. We want to thank you that your word tells us that you will instruct us and teach us in the way that we should go, and that you will guide us with your eye upon us. Thank you, Lord, for your eye upon us. That you will teach us your way, Lord. You'll teach us your way, not the way that we've always done it, or what we learned growing up, or what we were accustomed to or acclimated to as we were developing in life in the world. You're going to teach us your way, and you're going to lead us in a plain path. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you. You tell us we don't have to do what the world does. We don't. We're not obligated to the world. We don't owe the world anything. But we do owe you something. We owe you everything. And you tell us that as we are changed by your spirit and by your word, that we're going to be able to demonstrate what is the good, perfect, and acceptable will of God, that men, women, boys, and girls might be able to see Jesus Christ in our lives. We want to thank you, Lord, for helping us to be teachable. You know there are times, Lord, when correction comes and we really don't like it. We really don't want to receive it. We've got this attitude that does not please you. Father, we repent of all our wickedness. We repent of not wanting to know the truth. We repent of not wanting to receive your correction, because your correction is a form of your love, because it brings us into right order with you. We want to thank you for your correction, Father. Help us, Lord, to be humble when your correction comes. Help us to be teachable. Help us to be willing to receive truth. Help us, Lord. Some of us were raised in environments that taught us to be quite differently. But, Lord, we've decided to turn, to forsake those wicked ways, and to follow you. But we're weak, and we need your strength. We need your power. We need your love. And we are not ashamed to ask you for it, Father. You teach us to trust you with all of our heart. We're more accustomed to being suspicious of everyone than we are trusting anyone with all of our heart. But you're helping us to grow there, Lord. We want to thank you. You tell us not to depend on our own thinking and what we've always thought and how it always has seemed to us, because in so doing, we err. So, Lord, help us to overcome there. We need your help. You say for us to acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you will do the directing. You will direct our path. We want to thank you, Lord, because we're waiting for you. You're our rock. You're our fortress. And we know that you'll lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for the word of God, Father. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Yes, we indeed thank you. We are grateful. We have a heart of gratitude toward you. We do not take your intervention in our lives lightly, Lord, because it has changed us from what we were to who we are now. We are grateful, Lord. We don't want to go back. We want to go forward with you. We want to thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We want to thank you for the Holy Scriptures. We want to thank you, Lord, for your very presence hovering over your people. We want to thank you, Lord, for all the little things that others would think are little, but we think are grand, that you have done in our lives. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for the armor of God. We want to thank you for the Holy Scriptures. We want to thank you for the warring, linking angels that surround us and the praising angels that are always here when we come together, Lord. We want to thank you. We thank you, Lord, for an abundance of grace. We need your power, Lord. We need your strength. And we need your very presence in our lives. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that you supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus, and that you are shepherd and we shall not want. We lift up to you, Lord, today our financial need. Each of us has some level of financial need, Lord. It may be that we need proper advice. It may be that we need to make some changes. It may be that we need more funding. There are all kinds of financial needs, Lord. But we lift each one of them up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And because you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord, we say that the need is met, and we thank you for it. We thank you that you know everything we need and when we need to have it. So we thank you for it, Father. We give you grace. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we cast all of our cares upon you. We're not going to worry and fret about it because you love us. You'll take care of us. You didn't bring us this far to forget about us. No, not at all. You'll take care of us, and we trust you to do that. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man and all his evil angels, spirits, demonic agents, underlings, every demonic assignment, satanic agenda, all his orders, plans, devices, tactics, maneuvers, and timings against the righteous. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind them in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy in Jesus' name. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and enthrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We particularly lift before you, Father, murder in the name of Jesus Christ. We place him in your hands, Lord Jesus. We place murder in your hands, Lord Jesus. And we thank you. Murder, not only do we bind you and chain you with eternal chains under darkness, we pull you down from your high place in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull you down and we place you under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have no authority over us, not even in traffic accidents or in any other manner of murder in Jesus' name. No, you will not continue. We bind your works in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your agents in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to come down. We bind you. We thank you, Father, for releasing your angels to take these demons away. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for making them come subject to the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid them to go through the world destroying lives that Jesus created. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory, and we give you honor. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the tax onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, listeners, reporters, watchers, peeps, whispers, familiar demons, electronic technology demons, digital demons, smart technology demons. We bind you all and all of your attacks in Jesus' name. We bind 5G and all its components in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid your continual attacks against us in Jesus' name. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks. excuse me, all Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and all their attacks. And we send their attacks back where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Ergo reshita mamamankontorisi. Ergo lele diosutorabrishatarabri. All unclean spirits and their attacks, we send them right back to you. All passive devils and their attacks, pain afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger and all of their attacks, we send them back in the name of Jesus. We bind all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks, audio weapon attacks, the Havana syndrome, the brain changes and injuries, and all remote viewing. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we forbid you to continue to attack the people of God in Jesus' name. We send it back in the name of Jesus. Now, saints, I know you're having attacks from water spirits and sex spirits. You got to fight those devils in Jesus' name. They think this is their season for a heyday. You got to show them that it's not. In the name of Jesus. Father, we dry up their water in the name of Jesus Christ. We dry up their source of water in the name of Jesus. And they may not use our body fluid in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid it. In the name of Jesus, we send it back, every bit of it. They cannot infiltrate our dreams. They cannot feed us poisons in dreams. We send it back. We send whatever they came to feed us back into them in Jesus' name. We send it all back right this moment in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and cough that out, saints. Take a deep breath and cough that out in the name of Jesus. All that voodoo that's been sent, back in the name of Jesus Christ. All that hoodoo, back in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack from every demon, we send it back. Back to the demon and back where it came from in the name of Jesus. According to the covenant, we thank you, Lord. We bind all the voices of the stranger in their attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils, all mystic rituals in their intent. We bind specific attacks that have been aimed at this ministry. We raise the shield of faith, and we boomerang those attacks right back where they came from according to the covenant in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you must go back. We command you to do so in Jesus' holy name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We break the power of every hypnotic trance and all their attacks and all mystic rituals and their intents in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, that we bind every order of magic and mystic art, whether it be Caribbean, Latin American, black magic and white magic, Hindu, African, Indian, Australian, European, American, Chaldean, Egyptian, Kabbalah, Santeria, Buddhist black magic, all the black and white magic and every form of magic in every order. We bind you and we chain you with eternal chains under darkness, and we send you right back in the name of Jesus Christ. All levitating is bound in the name of Jesus. All levitating is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Every devil that has come to work such work, we send it back into you. Woo! In Jesus' name. All levitating is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return the attacks to the senders. We send all that goo and all those particles and all those nanobots back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils and evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind every devil and evil spirit responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect. We bind all satanic ritual abuse, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. Every satanic ritual and every satanic ceremony that any of us have been taken through, we break its effect in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, because we have surrendered our lives to Jesus Christ. We command you to come up and out. Come up and out of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of us in the name of Jesus. Every nanobot, you've got to go. There's no place for you to stay. All those shards, you come out in the name of Jesus. All that goo, you come out in the name of Jesus. Everything that goes with Morgellons, all those eriki, blistering places on the skin, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Come out of everybody's body. Everybody needs to cough in the name of Jesus. Father, all of those things that the airplanes flew over in our atmospheres and released over the people, we bind it all in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send it back. All of the spying and all the sabotage that's been done through social media, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose ourselves from it, and we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for erasing us. Hey, hallelujah, Satan, rukatidibarisha, and anything that pertaineth to us out of their computers in the name of Jesus Christ. Take their computers down, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp and some other ones went down, Father. We thank you for doing it again and again and again and again in Jesus' name. We thank you for the judgments that you're releasing against them. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for taking them down, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for erasing all that information, Lord, that they've held against the righteous in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. We honor you. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We cage him in the name of Jesus. We chain him with eternal chains under darkness. We put him under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies, and we're going to keep doing it because you keep wanting to attack us. We bind all of the curses, all of the curses that came upon Pharaoh that have been appearing in our yards and wherever we are. We send them right back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. They're not against the righteous. They're against the worldly ones. So we send it back to you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you that God, Jesus Christ, is our Goshen. And we give him praise, glory, and honor. We bind the power of the dog. No, you won't keep bothering us. All those abominations that you continually commit, you will not commit them against the righteous in Jesus' name. We send it right back to you. All your wickedness, all your vileness, all your uncleanness, we send it back in the name of Jesus. We will not allow for any further witchcraft dedications. You will not steal our pets and use them as sacrifices in the name of Jesus. We tear down every part of what is called Halloween in the name of Jesus. We bind its finances. We bind its rituals. We bind its evil. We bind its wickedness. We bind its popularity in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind its profitability in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pull it down from its strong place. We bind every strong man involved in Halloween in Jesus' name. And we bind your agents to you, and we pull you all down underneath the feet of Jesus, bound, caged, and chained in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves, over our family, and over our loved ones. Lord, we know that as this time approaches, that more wickedness, evil and witchcraft is going on, Lord, and that those that are weak in the mind are very affected. But we put our families under the blood of Jesus. We put our loved ones under the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that Halloween will implode and bankrupt itself in Jesus' holy name. We call for it, Father, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. And all of that stuff from Disney, Father, in the name of Jesus, it's evil and it's wicked, and it leads young people astray. We bind those spirits of fantasy in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind that strong man in the name of Jesus and all of his agents. We bind them all. We chain them all with eternal chains under darkness. That perpetual make-believe world, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ and we pull it down. You cause us to walk in the spirit of truth, not the spirit of error and deception in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you and we pull you down from your place of prominence in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Mammon and his agents and all demons sent forth to sabotage, spy, destroy, infect, wear down, mock, lie against, manipulate, harass, intimidate, stop, expose, curse, stifle, pervert, confuse, distract, block, besmirch, hinder, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, confuse, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind every spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus Christ. All confounding devils, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to come up and out of the saints of God. Come up and out of God's people. You have no right. Deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough. All confusion, come out of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. All menstrual disruptions, you are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Every menstrual disruption, situations that are out of the ordinary, you are bound in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send this attack back to the enemy in Jesus' holy name. We send our privates belong to Jesus Christ. Our hormones belong to Jesus Christ. The functioning of our bodies belong to Jesus Christ, not to the enemy. So this is an attack from you, you wicked one, and we send it right back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid you, we forbid you to ever attack us again. We raise the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise, Father. We thank you. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We bind the bondage of generation of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, everything released through the media promoting Halloween. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain it with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. All the sacrifices of Halloween, all the powers they try to attain. Break it in the name of Jesus. Break it. Pandora, we bind you in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, Lord, that you inform the public of the truth that the enemy keeps covered in Jesus' name. And Lord, those that have been warned about the evils of Halloween and that it's not some playtime thing left over from childhood that grown people don't have sense enough to let go of. We ask, Lord, the righteous judge to release your judgment in Jesus' name. Release your judgments. We thank you for it. And we give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ. We send division and confusion into the enemy camp. We send division, dismantling into the enemy camp in Jesus' name. We break the power of their agreements in the name of Jesus. We break the power of their agreements in the name of Jesus. There are no good witches in Jesus' name. We bind you all in the name of Jesus. We bind your head. We bind all the strong men involved in Jesus' name. All your wickedness, all your uncleanness, all your evil, all your sin, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts. Rosata, Rishata, yeah, ancient arts and their rituals we bind in Jesus' name. Mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, spirits and the works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Jezebelic and Ahab practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of chaos, mayhem, and destruction, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards in the name of Jesus Christ. All these places of horror, rooms of horror, Halloween houses, we bind you and we bind the powers that are attracted to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to release your angels so the parents will not be able to send or take their children to those places in the name of Jesus Christ. We put the blood of Jesus between innocent children and the foolishness of their parental authorities in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, all combative jealousy, all fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Baphomet and his 72, Basilek, Molech, Python, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, Zeus, Neptune, in the name of Jesus. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, spears, codes, triggers, hot and cold spots, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, and its intent, and what is happening in the ceremony. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we strip it of all power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinion, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their harassments, fear, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name. Father, we bind the mind control that comes through the use of cellular devices in Jesus' name. We bind the mind control that comes through the use of technology in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from that mind control in the name of Jesus Christ, and we choose instead to access the mind of Christ in Jesus' holy name. We bind the spirit of slumber in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, there are key people that are under tremendous attack from the enemy. Key people that you have, they are Christians, Lord. They are Christians. And you have used them to expose the enemy. They are being attacked majorly. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, without calling out all those names, I lift each one to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. We bind the work of the enemy against them and against their families and against their livelihoods and against their broadcast in the name of Jesus Christ. We mute, muzzle, and gag the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. The witchcraft that is coming against them, we return to the sender in Jesus' name. We send it back, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. All the witchcraft that's being worked, every bit of it, every even all the seances that are being done, all the wickedness that's being accomplished, we send it back. We roll it back on them in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask, Father, that you give more and more grace to those persons in the name of Jesus Christ. Give them your strength, Lord. They're standing in your name. They're standing releasing truth that you have, where you've exposed, as we've asked you to expose the work of the enemy. They are telling us of the exposures, Father, in the name of Jesus. And they are coming and receiving tremendous, tremendous, tremendous attack. We send the power in the name of Jesus against the attacks in Jesus' name. We send the power in the name of Jesus against the attacks in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to correct Christians who would prefer to judge instead of praying for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Instead of fasting and praying for them, they choose to judge. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, judgment belongs to you, not to us. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, Father, we cover them with the blood. We submerge them under the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for Psalm 91, covering them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to continue to cover them. We remit their sins, Father, and the sins of their ancestors in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for lifting them up, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for helping them to stand. We thank you for releasing your power to them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your mercy and your grace on their behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. Rulalaleosundere brike DC Rukustu. Rededadio Sundere Breke Ledio Suda. Because just as surely as you're coming to get us, Lord, the attacks are continuing and they're increasing, Lord. But we're standing. Help others to stand, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help the whistleblowers to stand. Help the ones that are broadcasting what the whistleblowers tell to stand, Lord. Give us all the strength to stand in Jesus' name. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to break every yoke and chain and to call for justice and plead for truth. You have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Thank you, Lord, for developing in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit, Lord, shall lift up a standard against him. We've come to celebrate the scriptures with you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Saints, where you have rebellion in your life on this fast, you need to do serious business with the Lord. Do serious business with the Lord, because the enemy will come and use that rebellion in your heart and life as a magnet, and he will draw you. This is a warning from the Spirit of the living God. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Risa, though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Get rid of your own rebellions in the name of Jesus Christ. Get rid of them. You can't use them. God won't glorify them. Get rid of them in the name of Jesus. Some of you have been sitting up here listening and praying for the longest, but you still got rebellion in your heart. Get rid of it, get rid of it, get rid of it in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cut ourselves free from any spirit that may have followed us, and we send his wickedness back on his own head and send him back where he came from in the name of Jesus. We command him, any spirit that was sent to us or transferred to us, to leave us now in Jesus' holy name. We cut ourselves free, Father, from every ungodly silver cord, ley line, soul tie, attachment, vow, pledge, pact, league, agreement, oath, consents, garlands, in the name of Jesus Christ. Any form of agreement with the demonic realm. We tear down and destroy walls of protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, nanobots, shamans, and sorcerers in the name of Jesus Christ. Textbooks, spell, charm, all the fetishes, all the psychic prayer and psychic thoughts that are coming against us in Jesus' name. All the voodoo, magic, and sorcery, all the mind control, every bewitchment, potion, and jinx, all death spirits, tormenting spirits, pain, sickness, every chain that has bound us. We break the chains now in Jesus' name. Every chain that has bound us, we break the chains now in Jesus' name. Every chain that has bound us, we break that link in the name of Jesus Christ. We destroy that link in the name of Jesus. Every chain that has bound us must drop away now in Jesus' holy name. We bind all chantings, incantations, root works, crystals, tribal rituals, and sin. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that we are not bound, but we are free in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to direct our hearts to follow after you. Direct our hearts to follow after you. Where we have been engaged in a spirit of error, Father, we bind those errors in the name of Jesus Christ. Where we have walked in deception, Lord, we repent and we bind the deceptions in Jesus' name. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for the truth because it's your truth that makes us free, Father. And we receive your freedom in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We receive your freedom. We bind the spirit of Antichrist in the name of Jesus. And every spirit in Satan's army, we bind you. We bind Satan's kingdom in the name of Jesus. We bind what the evil ones call Lucifer. There's no more than Satan. We bind rulers of this world. We bind Apollyon, Leviathan, all magic. We bind all magic. We bind children of the devil, children of Beelzebub and Baal. Belial, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your wickedness. We bind all wizards. Rukota, prince of southern curses, we bind. False prophets, we bind your work. Every unclean spirit, all blindnesses, all evil principalities. Evil rulers, you are bound in Jesus' name. Prince of devils, you are bound. Wicked world rulers, you are bound in Jesus' name. Wicked spirits in high places, hosts of hell, great red dragon, beast, Babylon, spirit of the world, god of the age, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind ritualism, formalism, doctrinal obsession, seduction, doctrinal error, religiosity, reincarnation, urraka, astral projections, all seductions. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind religious spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind religious spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind kundalini spirits in the name of Jesus. We cut the people free from the demon in the name of Jesus. You all have to repent. You have to repent of walking in religion and not in right relationship with Jesus. You must repent. You must repent. You must repent. We bind that wicked serpent in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind worship of any god other than the true and living God in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of whoredoms in Jesus' name. All necromancy, dumbness, illusions, seductions, rebellion, evil concupiscence, curious arts, serpents and scorpions, fiery darts, strife, oppressions, bewitchment, inordinate affections, lesbian and homosexualism, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind all false religions in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Jezebel spirits in Jesus' name. We bind all Jezebel spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Saturn, Ishtar, conception and lust, Tammuz, Easter, all abominations, false healing powers, misleading children, Nimrod, demonic images, Mass for Christ, Santa Claus, Satan Lucas, we bind you in Jesus' name. All false worship, all fertility symbols, Diana of Euphrates, we bind in the name of Jesus. Sacred eggs, divination, vanity, worship of rabbits, we bind in Jesus' name. The dead stock of Nimrod, occult supernatural, even evil competitions. That's what the witches and warlocks and wizards do during this time again year. They vie for powers, for wickedness in Jesus' name. Whoever can do the worst wickedness, that's the one that gets it. So we break the power of what they do in the name of Jesus Christ. Ergo, demonic manipulations and traditions, sacrificing to Satan. They get a worship of firs, cedars, and oaks in the name of Jesus. Worship of the groves, we bind in Jesus' name. Honoring the dead the wrong way in Jesus' name. goddess of flowers, we bind in Jesus' name. Goddess of rising light of day, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Mother of Mercury, we bind. Goddess of earth, we bind in Jesus' name. All spell casting, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all spell casting, all unclean spirits. We bind the confusion of the proper roles of men and women in the name of Jesus. We bind Jezebel. We bind manipulation, domination, taking authority by illegal means. We bind Antichrist, idolatry and Satan worship, jealousy, murder, the oppressors, false prophets, lies, deceitful, destruction, seduction, committing fornication, eating things sacrificed to idols, lifting oneself up in pride, unbelief, disobedience, vile, sexually immoral, magic arts, follows false gods and prophecies, murmurs against God and his servants, bitterness, curses one who trusts in God, seeks material things, suppresses the work of God's people, corrupted both in mind, conscience, aggressive, hates family unit, lesbianism, unclean spirit, haunted houses. We bind the haunted houses in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the haunted houses and the devils that go there in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Osiris and all Jezebelic pressure in Jesus' name. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that as your people come to the fast, Lord, as we come before you to fellowship with you, that you set us free from the operations of Jezebel in each of our lives in Jesus' name. We bind all witchcraft, all backbiting, all whisperings, all hates of God, disobedience to parents, covenant breakers. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, lack of maturity, spiritual blockage, religious rituals and traditions, legalism, torment, unforgiveness, ungodly curiosity. We bind excessive mourning and guilt. Worshipping a divination. We bind all occult spirits, rebellion, and pride in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, some of you need to take a deep breath and cough. Amen. Some of you need to take a deep breath and cough. Some of you, there's spirits you've been trying to get free from. Well, now's a good time to take a cough and get it out. Take a deep breath and cough from your gut. In fact, everybody needs to do that. In Jesus' name, take a deep breath and cough from your gut. Let some of that stuff go. And continue to resist in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 69. And our verse for meditation comes from the same psalm, Psalm 69, verse 10. Our featured ebook is Fasting Breaks the Yoke. Fasting breaks the yoke. Amen. And it does. If you haven't read that book, you need to. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. You know, this is the time when the enemy is really working overtime. He's really working overtime. And so we need to take our stand in the spirit, and we need to do our warfare every single day, every single day, and every single day. Amen? We need to live clean and holy lives. We need to be humble and obedient to the Lord, and we need to live in peace as much as it lies within us. Amen? Amen. The Lord wants to talk to us tonight, saints, about victory by humility. Victory by humility. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, beginning with verse 12, the Gospel of John, chapter 13, beginning with verse 12, Jesus says to us, "So after he had washed their feet," Jesus doing the washing, "and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, your smelly little dirty feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him." Matthew chapter 20 and verse 28. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 28. "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." So Jesus is saying to us that he came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. He came to serve. That's what he's saying. And he wants us to get a better grip on that tonight. John chapter 13, beginning with verse 4. John chapter 13, beginning with verse 4. Speaking of Jesus, "He riseth from supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know that hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. And Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Saints, the greatest position in God's kingdom is the position of a servant. The greatest position in God's kingdom is the position of the servant. In these scriptures, we can see Jesus, the humble servant of God. Jesus, the humble servant of God. He says to all of us, "I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you." Jesus had humbled himself. We are to humble ourselves. Jesus had stripped himself of his divine abilities. We are not to lean unto our own understanding. Jesus had taken upon himself the form of a bond slave. He was totally absorbed in the will of his Father. He was totally absorbed in the will of his Father. He was walking in obedience to God. We are to acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways. We are to trust the Lord completely instead of trusting in ourselves. We are called to put the Lord first in everything that we do. We are called to put the Lord first in everything that we do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Do all to the glory of God. That's right. You know, sometimes we need to think about what this really means, fleshed out in our everyday lives. That whatever we are doing, whatever it is, that we're to do it to the glory of God. I believe if we actually meditated on this for some time and allow this scripture to drop down into our spirits, that there are some things we've been doing that we would cease to do. I believe this to be the truth. Jesus, the servant of God, said to his followers that he had washed their feet, that their Lord and their Master had washed their feet. They ought to wash one another's feet. And so at first glance, most people think that that's what he's talking about. You know, some soap and water and a cloth and, you know, a real pedicure there, you know. But that's not exactly what he meant. Jesus was not emphasizing an outward act of bathing feet. His act had a much deeper illustration. Jesus was teaching them the importance of humbling themselves and of serving others, of not thinking too highly of themselves. No, Jesus was not talking about getting a pedicure while sipping a glass of wine. That's not what this was about. No, he was teaching a much deeper lesson. Jesus was teaching them the importance of humbling themselves, of serving others, and of not thinking too highly of themselves. Since Jesus, as their teacher, was willing to wash their dusty, smelly feet, then no act of service to the Father should be beneath them. Think about that. Think about that. The Lord himself was willing to stoop down and to wash their gritty feet, even between their toes, then no act of service to the Father should be beneath his followers. Is the Lord able to say this about you, saint? Is he? Do you think too highly of yourself? Are there services that the Lord would have you to perform that you think are beneath you? Amen? Are they beneath your dignity? Is that how you feel? Have you become so offended that you are not able to serve effectively? Has that happened to you? Has that happened to you, saint? It's a good question to ask. We need to think about those kinds of things, don't we? Amen. So, you see, you got to look into your heart. You got to ask the Lord to shine his light down in your heart when you ask these questions. Because, you see, there might be something hiding there from you that needs to be dealt with. Or is it that you always thought that you shouldn't be the one to do this? It should be someone else's duty. Does the Lord agree with you about that? You don't want to do this particular duty. You think somebody else ought to do it. It doesn't suit you. Well, does the Lord agree with you? Or is that just your opinion? Even though Jesus was very God, he made a choice to be a servant. He made a choice to be a servant. Servants minister to the needs of others. That's right. He was not his own. Jesus had completely surrendered his life to serve as the Father would have him to serve. Jesus had completely surrendered his life to serve as the Father would have him to serve. You know, there are some who have this mistaken idea that that kind of surrender is only for people that are called into the fivefold ministry. Well, that's not the truth, saints. The truth is that everyone is called to that kind of surrender. The fivefold ministry is for those that the Father has appointed to it. And it's just that simple. You don't wish yourself into the fivefold ministry. You don't pray yourself into the fivefold ministry. It is for those that the Father has appointed to it. And that's the way it works. There are many people who spend their time, or shall I say waste their time, trying to convince God that they ought to be in the fivefold ministry when God never called them to it. He never called them to it, and he never built that into them. What they should do is to seek the Lord on how to live a life that is pleasing to the Father. But those persons, for some reason, seem to walk in covetousness. Some of them even envy or jealousy. But none of those attributes are found in Jesus Christ. Jesus does not example those. Whatever the Father has called you to do, that's what you ought to be doing. If he has you taking care of your mother, that's the right place and the right thing for you to do, to serve the Lord by serving your mother. That's the place. You're in the right spot. Keep doing what God has for you to do. If he's called you to be a husband and a father, you have to put your family ahead of you. You can't be numero uno. That's not servanthood. You see, everyone has a place in the kingdom of God. Regardless of what you think of your position, it's a position that the Father has chosen for you. If you yield to him, if you surrender to him, if you obey him, you will end up where you're supposed to be doing what you're supposed to be doing. Amen? I've seen many a person go around trying to pretend to be Dr. Pat, and they're still walking in those same circles today, walking around and around that same mountain. Never did land where God intended for him to be. What a waste. What a waste. You see, Jesus is still teaching us that we must be willing, we must be willing to humble ourselves to do those services that the Father desires for us to accomplish. We must be willing to humble ourselves to do those services that the Father desires for us to accomplish. You know, Brother Marshall, for the longest, when his mother-in-law was alive, he helped his wife to take care of her. He would do everything for her that he could possibly do to make her last days best for her. Many times it was inconvenient, but he did it nonetheless, and he did it with a good attitude as far as I know. There are some people that think they're too good to do that kind of a thing. They're just too good for that. Well, Jesus doesn't see it that way. And this example that he's giving us tells us that. Amen? It's the truth. There have always been those people that if they weren't the head of the committee, they didn't want to be on the committee at all. Well, they need a lesson in humility, Jesus's humility. We must never seek to bring glory to ourselves, but instead, the glory must always go to the Lord, just as Jesus did. Just as it was essential for Jesus to humble himself before he could submit himself to God and walk in obedience to his will, you must also humble yourself before you will be able to walk in obedience to his will. That's the way it works. Jesus had to humble himself before he could submit himself to God and walk in obedience to the Father's will. And that's the way it is with us. You must humble yourself before you will be able in obedience to the Father's will. He does not say he's coming from heaven to take you by the hand to humble you. No, he says you must humble yourself, just as he humbled himself. Saints, the Lord is directing us to allow this same attitude, purpose, and humility in our minds and hearts that Jesus Christ exampled to be in us. This very same attitude, this very same purpose, this very same humility is to be in our minds and in our hearts all the time. We are to receive Jesus' example of true humility. True humility. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you. Allow this mindset to live in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's right. We have to allow this to happen. It's not going to come and bop us in the head and say, see, this is what you ought to do. No, it's a choice that we make. It's a lifestyle that we choose. We have to choose it. It's being offered to us, but we must do the choosing. That's right. We must do the choosing. God's not going to come from heaven and say, you know, you really ought to choose this one right here. No, if you don't ask, you're not going to get it. Amen? Amen. It's just the truth. Amen. We must choose to place ourselves into a position that allows for victory. And it begins in humbling our own selves and completely surrendering to be a full servant of Jesus Christ. That's right, to be a full servant of Jesus Christ. Amen? The agenda that promotes ourselves, known as selfishness and self-centeredness, must be removed from our beliefs and actions. It must be removed from our beliefs and actions. Self can no longer sit on the throne of your heart. Self has got to go. Saints, each of us must lose sight of our own life, of our own interests, and our own desires. Self cannot be first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Self is not listed there. We must willingly, God loves a cheerful giver, willingly surrender all to Jesus. Jesus doesn't want us to have to be coerced into it. Jesus doesn't want it offered to him grudgingly. No, the Lord loves a cheerful giver that desires to do the giving. We must choose to offer ourselves to the Lord. It's individual. We must choose to turn our own lives over to the Lord. It's personal. It's intimate. Saints, each of us must come to understand that we must not consider any task to be too lowly for us if we seek to please the Lord. Some of us are too concerned about what we want and what we need. What we want, what we need. What we want, what we need. It's time to shift our focus. Time to shift our focus. Some of us are much too absorbed in our own lives. It's time to shift our focus. We can't be too good to serve the Lord. Saints, we must not strive to gain the approval, recognition, or praise of men, but instead we must live to glorify God, not to get in good with anyone, not showing respect for others only to get something from them in return, not having men's person in admiration because of advantage, not bringing attention to ourselves or what we have done to receive glory or praise, but living to glorify God. Own satisfaction, not seeking our own satisfaction. Now, saints, I'm going to be very straight with you right now. There are some areas in some lives where you've been seeking your own satisfaction. Those areas need to go on the altar. those areas of your life need to go on the altar. They need to go before God. That's right. You can't hold on to them forever and continue to follow Jesus Christ. They've got to go on the altar. And you've got to be altered by the Lord. That's right. That's what he's saying. We're not seeking our own satisfaction, but instead God's approval. Saint, we must move to become absorbed in the Lord's will and fulfilling his will. That's right. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, we are reminded that we were bought with a price. We don't own ourselves. We were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Your body and your spirit belong to Jesus. Amen? You were purchased. That's what redeemed means. It means he bought you back from sin. He had to give his life in exchange. And since you are redeemed of the Lord, you owe it all to Jesus. Yes, you do. Saints, we must move, I'm going to say it again, to become absorbed in the Lord's will and fulfilling his will. Saints, our lives can no longer be our own as we have previously thought, but instead we must become willing to completely give up our own lives as we want them to be in order to serve the Lord. This kind of humility that we have received tonight, that we've heard about tonight, will also enable us to face Satan and the circumstances in our lives from a position of power. The upcoming fast will help us to do this. Sometimes, saints, obedience can be tough. We all need help. The fast will help us. Fast will help us. Because fasting, if done properly, is an act of humility. It is because of Jesus' humility and following the path of obedience that the Father had prescribed for him, even to the death of the cross, that the Father exalted him to a position of power and authority at his right hand. You see, saints, humility is far more important than most of us originally thought. It's an essential. It's not optional. It's essential. It's essential if we ever want to have victory over the enemy. Now, there are some who don't even want to do any spiritual warfare. And if they do, only minimal. That won't work either, saints. The enemy is ferocious, and he goes about seeking whom he can devour. Well, don't put yourself maybe devoured pile. Get up and do your warfare. every single day. Yes, it may seem tedious to you, but I guarantee you that it's life-saving. And it's worth the time invested. It was because of Jesus' humility and following the path of obedience that the Father had prescribed for him, even to the death of the cross, that the Father exalted him to a position of power and authority at his right hand. Father gave to Jesus a name that is above every other name. That's right. In Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 9, Philippians 2, beginning with verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You see, the Father's getting the glory. Jesus got the name. He got the name with the power. It was because Jesus walked in ultimate humility and total obedience to the Father that this elevation was possible. Due to Jesus's humility and obedience, he could stand up against the power of the enemy, and the enemy couldn't deny him. The enemy couldn't contradict him. The enemy couldn't speak against him or oppose him. I think you need to stop and think about that for a moment. It's worth thinking about. This is victory God's way. This is victory God's way. Because Jesus humbled himself and was obedient and brought his own will and his own human flesh, subject to the Father's will, that when he faced Satan, Jesus was able to draw on all of heaven's resources to win the ultimate victory over Satan. Let me give that to you again. Because Jesus humbled himself and was obedient and brought his own will and his own human flesh subject to the Father's will. Remember what he went through in Gethsemane? He prayed, and he fought till he had great drops of blood. That's a lot of satanic pressure to face. That's a lot of warfare. And those that would have been in agreement with him, the enemy put them to sleep. He had to go there on his own and trust his Father to bring him through. Because Jesus humbled himself and was obedient and brought his own will and his own human flesh subject to the Father's will, that when he faced Satan, Jesus was able, he had the ability to draw on all of heaven's resources to win the ultimate victory over Satan. Saints, are you following Jesus' example of victory by humility? Are you? Humility is a freedom. Everybody say freedom. It's a freedom from pride and arrogance. It's a freedom. You see, when you're in pride and arrogance, you're in bondage to the flesh. And demons work with the flesh. Humility is a modest estimation of your own self-worth that God agrees with. Not just your opinion of yourself. No, not that vain thing. It's an estimation that God could sign off on, wherein we recognize, we confess to the Lord our unworthiness, especially due to our imperfections and sinfulness. We don't try to pretend that we're perfect. The humble person does not attribute to himself any goodness or virtue that he does not possess. He does not overrate himself. He does not pat himself on the back. The humble person does not take an immoderate delight in himself. He realizes his imperfections, his flaws, his tendency to sin, and he ascribes all his goodness and good works to God's grace. That's right. It's mighty quiet in this church tonight, saints. It's mighty quiet. James chapter 4, verse 10. James chapter 4, verse 10. Humble yourself. In other people's opinion? No, that's not what it says. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. See, you can't pull a fast one on Jesus. He knows if you're just putting on or if it's for real. He knows when it's just a show or if it's actually sincere. You can't pull a fast one on him. He says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. It didn't say you need to lift yourself up. Romans. Chapter 12, verse 3. Romans, chapter 12, verse 3. Every man that is among you of himself more highly than he ought to think. I think that's where a lot of people get into trouble, right there. Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly or seriously, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. You see, if those persons going around trying to pretend they were Dr. Pat had done this, their lives would have turned out differently, but they chose not to. Chapter 23, verse 11. Matthew chapter 23, verse 11. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's right. You see, God is not like the world. He's far different. And the things that the world commends, he deplores. So, saints, you got to go back and rethink this thing. It's different. It's different if we don't. We have to. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power. The Bible says, Lord, that if we eat any deadly thing, it shall not harm us. So we take authority, dominion, and power. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus from the mouth, all the way through the GI tract. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. He's drinking 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 the blood of Jesus. Satan, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. This attack, we turn it back against you in Jesus' name. This attack against our brother, we turn against you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the strong men in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We're soaking him under the blood. We're soaking him in the blood. We're soaking him in the blood. By the stripes of Jesus, he has been healed. By the stripes of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your mercy where our brother is concerned in Jesus' name. We thank you for releasing your will, your plan, your order in his life now in the name of Jesus. We bind all pain and suffering in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over anything that he has ingested that is causing him harm. We bind this attack of the enemy against him in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask for it to pass through without harming him in Jesus' name. That it pass out of the body without harming him in the name of Jesus. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. We bind you. Come out of him. In the name of Jesus, that offending element, come back in the name of Jesus. Come out of him. Come out of him. Come out of him. Father, release your way. Hallelujah. Thank you. Release your angels. Release your ministering spirits. Give them wisdom, Lord. Give them wisdom. Give them your wisdom in Jesus' name. Walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. Heal. Father, we wrap the blood stripes of Jesus around his GI tract. Oh, halala. We bind our cramping in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind our cramping in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you the praise, Lord. We give you the praise. Amen. Amen. Brother Bill, we're coming to you to hear these testimonies in Jesus' name.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. Jesus is on the throne and he still heals. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you that you're helping our brother. We have some wonderful praise reports tonight, saints. I just praise you for them, Lord. NK says, praise. For 1 week, we had been entertaining the prospect of moving into apartment as a transition to our home, something that the leasing agent said about it directly contradicted one of the scriptures God gave us to stand on. Thankfully, that particular housing option has been put far from us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us strength to believe in you. Yes, you just listen to what the Lord told you to do, and you will always be a winner. You will win. And she also says, praise today. The family participated in church just as we've been told, armoring up, praying together in advance, shutting down all potential diversions, praying hard all together in the spirit during opening prayers. This made a noticeable positive difference. We enjoyed church together. Praise you, Lord, for that. We just praise you, Lord. KK has a praise report. praise Jesus, and thank you, Brother Bill, for the prayer regarding when we make mistakes at work. God, turn my mistakes into benefits for my clients rather than allowing them to be issues for me. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And he also says, praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit led me to a safe, natural, healthy supplement that has immediately shown many benefits. God is turning around a health challenge that I've had for 26 years. We just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Samori has a praise report. After the last fast, I'm learning how to get over my fears. One in particular is driving. The Lord has allowed my mom to help me practice getting comfortable behind the wheel. Hallelujah, Jesus. I will overcome because the overcomer lives in me. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Zero says, praise the Lord. On Tuesday morning, as I opened my door, I was startled to see a box, a basket, pot full of beautiful plants left on my door. Quickly, I went into prayer binding, and you know the rest, warfare. Didn't bother with them anymore because I didn't know who had left them there, and I certainly didn't want to accept anything at my door like that. So I told the workers to have them removed because I didn't want them after a day and night. They're still set there. Well, I met my neighbor as I opened the door and said, someone left plants, and I wanted to remove them for the sakes. And long story short, it turned out that the neighbor had given her the plants, and she just was so happy, and thank you, Lord. It's awesome what you have done. It's just beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Saint, you've got to be very careful. Zero was doing what she was supposed to do, because if you accept a gift from a witch, that opens a door for you to be attacked. So we just give you praise and glory for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Now, KK, NK, and AK have a praise report. God moved on the owner of our apartment complex and has given us an extra month to stay here without them putting all the devices with the smart technology in our apartment. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us this time as we transition to our house. We just praise you for that, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And for him, says, praise report. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. He did it again. I just got a passing score on one of the three exams. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have two more to go, but I know that the Lord's going to help me get through those two. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And praise you, Lord Jesus. That's awesome. And for anyone else that has an exam, just listen to that praise report. Jesus will help you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Chris says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Thank you, Lord, for helping Trish out of her trouble. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We just praise you. ATG has a praise report. I praise the Lord that not 5 minutes after I put my prayer request into the prayer room, about the drum noise every night, it stopped. Thank you, Lord. God, you are so good. I give you all the glory and praise. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. See, ATG did what we keep telling you, saints. Put your prayer request in the prayer room, and the Lord will answer it. He will help you. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Dana has a praise report. I was washing a large load of clothes, and my old washing machine stopped working. I just sat down and laughed. I know that confused the enemy. And I started looking for a reasonably priced one when I remembered something we were taught. I placed my hand on the washer and prayed, and it began working. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so amazing. Praise God. Praise you, Lord, that the saints are going. Praise you, Lord, that they're remembering what they've been taught. We just praise you, Lord Jesus. We give you. You are worthy of all the praise, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, praise you, praise you. And now back to you, Pastor Sabina. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You're so good to us. We appreciate every answer to every prayer, Lord. Every answer to every prayer. We just want to thank you. Now, saints, our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. and press 1 so we'll know that you want to talk to us. Amen? Amen. Area code 229, we're coming to you. In Jesus' name, you're on the air. Area code 229. Hello?
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. It's Jackie B. I didn't even know I was queued in. Maybe the Lord wanted me to be on the line tonight. God bless you. Well, I will ask, tell you something that happened. I had a vision, and the vision was, you know how you always pray on about computers, technology?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
What happened was in the vision, it seemed like the Lord was showing me, you know, because I tell you how they work from the outside of my window and my backyard, because these are townhouses. So they are connected, but mine is on the corner, like, so I'm only connected to one house. But I see these cords, I mean, not in the vision, but out at visually every day, these cords, like orange cable cords, are connected over the fences into houses, you know, like they plugged into something. But in the vision, I saw this also, but I saw these spirits, like, running into each other's houses, you know, showing them the computers, how they were, you know, attacking me, like why they were saying, like, why is this that she's not getting this into our house? How are we going to get into our house if we can't go this way or that way, you know, through their laptops? That's what they were carrying in their hands. So I was going to ask you, you know, was the Lord showing me what was actually happening? You know, I was asking the Lord, too. And I did get a
yes.
He was. Well, I don't even know why I wasn't even queuing in to speak to you, because I had prayed about it, but I thank God that I got through. Amen.
Yes, so that's exactly what he's showing you. And he expects you to use that information when you pray and do warfare.
Amen. That's what I've been doing. I tell you, God's been showing me so many things, and I'm just in another place with the Lord, and I just praise his holy name. And I just wanted to share that with you, too, Dr. Sabrina. Thank you.
Okay, but you have to use that information. Listen now. You have to use what he shows you. You must use what he shows you in spiritual warfare. He's not showing it because he doesn't have anything better to do. He's showing it to you because he expects you to take authority over those things in there that are not of him.
Amen.
He's showing
Amen.
It to you plain as day.
Mm-hmm.
So he expects you, when you do warfare, to war against those things that are not right.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Amen. Hey, right. All
so
right,
it's not
Pastor
just
Sabrina.
Information. It's not just information. It's a weapon of warfare.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Thank you for confirmation, though.
It's not just information. It's a weapon of warfare.
Of warfare.
Use what you saw. Bind it up in the name of Jesus. You know how to do that now. You have faith to do that now. And put your prayer request in the global prayer room, and we'll be in agreement.
Amen. I'm in there every night,
Pastor. And that's how you overcome.
Amen.
That's
Thank
how
you
so
much. Amen.
All right, so we look forward to seeing your prayer request in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for giving our sister the wisdom and the knowledge to use what you have shown her effectively to destroy the work of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ.
Alleluia.
We thank you, Lord, for giving her the words to say, the prayers to pray. They're already in the Bible. We thank you, Lord, for helping her to understand how to connect what you've shown her with spiritual warfare so that she can overcome in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you.
Amen. I love you, too. Bye.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Area code 786, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor. This is NK. I want to thank you and Brother Bill and everybody for praying for KK. He's stabilized, which is really good. And I think that it was definitely a demonic attack against him. And I was on the line to call for some deliverance for myself.
All
right. Is it okay to go in that direction? Covered a number of the things in your opening prayer by God's grace, like messing around with the menstrual cycle, and then throughout the whole message, the need of humility. And essentially, I've gotten enough deliverance to see what I think you've known for a while, which is that I have these spirit spouses, like marine spouses. And two nights ago in the dream, the thing that is troubling me that I believe I need deliverance from is something that inside me was complicit with the demonic entity pretending to be an old boyfriend, convincing me to have a penetration, which resulted in some kind of sharing of fluid, but then it was instantly finished, and then I was like immediately handicapped from my belly button down my legs. I was just like an invalid and had to go around on my hands and feet, really, really humiliated. I was heavy, like overweight in the dream, frumpy clothes, short hair, all of this stuff like really confirmed in the teachings I've been listening to. And then when I got up from the dream, trying to do my warfare and everything to use the toilet, I smelled blood. There was no blood anywhere, but it was just such an overwhelming smell of blood. So I have repented to my family of haughtiness, of just condescension, rebellion, bitterness, witchcraft, controlling them, liking to control them, all these disgusting things that I know give permission, and I'm really at a loss. I know that this stuff is way stronger than me, and I need God, and like, I pray that everything I'm saying to you is true.
Listen, listen, listen. There comes a time you need to listen. We have a book, an e-book, on spirit spouses. You need to read the book. Amen?
Yes, I need to read the book. I guess I need to read it more. Okay.
Next, it's time to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over these attacks. These attacks of demonic spirits, water spirits, marine spirits, sex devils, against the body of Christ, and in particular, members of this ministry in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over every attack in the name of Jesus Christ. And we send these spirits right back where they came from in the name of Jesus. We know where you came from, and you're going back now. Deep breath and call. And everybody else has had menstrual problems. Come out of him. Come out of the people of God right now in the name of Jesus Christ. This is an attack of the devil. We bind incubus and succubus, Asmodeus and Asmodeus in the name of Jesus. You are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you. We bind all of the strong men. Fire of God to consume you. Deep breath and cough, everybody. Cough those spirits out. That's an attack. That's an attack of the enemy in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, everybody, right now. Entering through the dream life while we're resting and asleep. Bringing your vileness. We bind you in the name of Jesus. And we send it back on your own head. We send you back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose the people of God in Jesus' name. We loose ourselves from you. And the fire of God to come between us in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the same fire that fell on Mount Carmel to completely consume these spirits that have come to attack us in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to send these spirits back the way I asked you to in Jesus' name, with the results that I asked you for. Everybody that's having this problem, deep breath and cough now in Jesus' name. Cough that out in the name of Jesus. Everybody, deep breath and cough. Deep breath, cough in the name of Jesus. Sister, you are not the only person being attacked this way. Everybody is being attacked this way.
Okay.
All of that extra stuff that seemed to have come out of nowhere, it's just an attack of the enemy. Beat him back. Bind him
okay.
and send it right back where it came from.
Okay.
Operational return to sender in Jesus' name. That's not you.
Okay.
That's an attack of the enemy.
The thing inside me that seems like it was making an agreement?
That's just an old devil that's already bound. He can't do a thing.
Okay.
He just needs to leave. That's all
okay.
that is.
Okay.
Now, we command those, that old spirit that's been bound but has not left yet in Jesus' name to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. Get up and go. Come right out of her in the name of Jesus. Get out of her in the name of Jesus and never come back again. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to give us extra grace and strength to stand up against the enemy and to fight back with your holy fire and your holy word in Jesus' name. All uncleanliness, all defilement, we bind in the name of Jesus. We command you to leave us and to stay gone in Jesus' name. That's
Amen.
What that is. That's witchcraft coming against you.
Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome.
Amen.
God
Thank
bless you.
You.
We love you.
God bless everybody.
Amen.
Thank you. You too. God bless you. Bye.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, there's somebody that didn't know that. Well, now you know. Now you know.
What was that Brother Bill told me?
Now you know. In the name of Jesus, that's the devil attacking you. Don't let him get away with it. Don't let him off the hook. Area code 90459. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. Area code 90459. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. All right. They stepped away. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Area code 2097. Area code 2097. You're
Hi,
on the
Sherry.
Air in Jesus' name. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. At the beginning of it, I was doing all the same things and repenting and stuff, but I just think this is the enemy. It's just...
Yeah.
Root works or
Good.
Something. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
It's an attack of the devil. This is the time of
it's
year
It's an attack
where we
of
get
the devil, yeah.
More than you. So just fight back. You got the weaponry. You got the know-how. Fight back in Jesus' name.
Okay.
Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever is attacked, Sherry, is attacking all the rest of us as well. We send it back from whence it came. We send it back on the heads of the devil. And we return it to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. We raise the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And we command it to leave. Incubus, succubus, every sexual devil that's been sent to us, we send it back. We send the wave of sexual devils back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. To do to them what they sent to do to us. Take a deep breath and cough that out. Everybody, deep breath and cough it out. Everybody, deep breath and cough it out. These spirits are being sent to you to attack you. Don't act like it's not an attack. It's an attack
now,
of the enemy.
Go back to where it came from. We send it back to the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ.
Never return. And continue to resist the attacks in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Everybody is being attacked with these devils. It's nothing unusual this time of year because the enemy is vicious. We have a vicious adversary. So you should know that by now. We've been through enough attacks. We've been through enough war. You should know this by now. This is the enemy. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the wickedness of the enemy attacking the people of God. Attacking the people of God. We forbid these occult spirits to continue to attack your people, Father, in Jesus' name. We forbid these devils to continue to attack your people. All these Jezebel devils, all these Antichrist spirits, all these spirits of Asmodeus and Asmodeus, in the name of Jesus. We bind the lesbian spirit that comes to attack in Jesus' name. And we bind those spirits. We bind the strong man. We bind them all to their strong men. And we send them bound into the cage, chained with eternal chains under darkness, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we thank you for releasing your judgments against these demons. We thank you, Father, that the righteous judge stands to judge those that are releasing the devils in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you live in a state or in a region where there's a lot of water present, plenty of attack now, we bind the mermen and the mermaids in the name of we bind marine contamination in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind marine contamination in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. And we send these wicked beings to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We send these wicked beings to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We forbid you to attack God's people. We're holy. We're pure. We're undefiled. The blood of Jesus has washed us clean. His word has washed us clean. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. You have no right to attack. We send the attacks back on your own wicked head in Jesus' name. We send those attacks back. Our body fluids belong to Jesus Christ. And saints, when I pray this in the opening prayer, you need to be in agreement. Amen? You need to be in agreement. That's what this is. That's what we've been saying. We forbid these devils to continue to attack the people of God in the name of Jesus. We forbid such. We forbid it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We give you praise for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord. Area code 818, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, I wanted to have prayer. Oh, first of all, how are you doing?
I'm
okay, and I'm doing okay too as well. But I want to have prayer with you because we have some new neighbors and we smelling marijuana, and I have a disabled 25-year-old. She's bedridden. I have a 14-year-old. We doing secondhand smoke over here, and I've been telling the manager, and they said she can't do anything about it till she catch them, you know. But the thing of it is, we've been smelling this since early this year. And
Have you called the police?
Say it again?
Have you called the police?
No, I haven't called police because they said they don't do things like that. It's not a criminal act. This is in California, too. They smoke all day. But the thing of it is that they can't stop it from coming from the vents. I think there's a lady downstairs, you know, because we're on the second floor. I never experienced nothing like this before at all.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power of the prince of the power of the air. We take authority, dominion, and power of the spirits of sorcery. We take authority, dominion, and power over lawlessness in the name of
Rico to Rabresha, the Dian, the Brica, the Diosota Rabret, Roca, si, Bebebesha, the Rabroca, the Diosun, the Rabreca, the Rula, the Diosun, the Brisha, the Rekisa, the Rabroca, the Diosuta, Rukundo, Risa, the Diosuta, the Breca, the Dia, thanks in your prayer language, or Gila Lele, Risa, the Diosun, the Rabraca, the Diosun, the Rabret. Father, we thank you for working out an equitable situation for our sister, whether it be to move the pot smoker out of the building, or to move her out of the building, or however you are that solution, Father. We thank you for the Urukasa de Dios, that your answer and your solution to this problem in Jesus' name. We bind those fumes, and we send them back in the name of Jesus Christ where they came from. We send those sins back where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Risa tada bruka de diosunda rakaha babababasa tada bre. Silla la diosuta da breka de diosuta da breka de diosunda da bre. Risa tada brasa de diosunda da breka de diosunda da bre. Father, you tell us not to be partakers of other people's sin. And our sister wants no part whatsoever, no participation, not even in breathing, with the sin of another. You are the Lord our God, our righteousness. We thank you for righteousness standing up in Jesus' name. We thank you for justice. You are our justifier. You are our shield. We raise the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. We send that wicked smoke right back where it came from. And we command it to come up and out of our sister's lungs and the lungs of her children in Jesus' name. Deep breath and call. Come out of her. And come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Go back where you came from. Come out of her. Come out of the fabric in the house. Come out of the carpet in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the righteous judge judging. In Jesus' name, we ask you for a judgment, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for your will being done on earth just as it is in heaven. Father, I'm reminded of when the bishop came to America, and they were smoking in the restaurant. It was legal to do so. And he went back home to Ghana, and he prayed that that would change, and you changed it. You gave us laws so that they're no longer able to do that. So, Father, we ask you to change this situation in the name of Jesus Christ so that your will is done on earth just as it is in heaven. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father, and we thank you for what you will do and the miracle that you will perform for our sister in Jesus' name. God bless you. Keep praying in tongues. The Lord is going to move. Amen. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Amen. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Erogosa, area code 210. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Is that me?
That's you.
Hello? Hi.
Yes,
hi,
that
Patty.
Is you.
Okay.
Hi.
Father God, help me to say what you want me to say in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Pastor. I can think of about, I've learned, the Lord has showed me some very wicked wizard and witches that I have known before I knew about witches. And so I've come to learn what they're really attacking us, and they totally hate myself and my daughter. And this one in particular comes to mind big time. And I was getting, like, words thrown into my mind, like mother, like daughter, like mother, like daughter. And I would bind that thought. And then I learned about my daughter being very ill, and she, come to find out, she had a dream, and she doesn't understand witches. She doesn't want to believe that that's true. She's not there yet. So I really would like for her. She had a dream that, see, my husband's a plumber, and in the dream, we were both sitting on toilets in a room, diagonal from each other, and then all of a sudden the room cracked and we both fell into whatever. And so when she told me that, I was like, oh, this is witchcraft. And I think witches are also might be the owners of the house that they lease. And so since it's the time, Brother Beal actually just put it in the prayer room about the COVID, and, since they're doing their bidding at this time. And I had that thought also that the ones that I have come to learn are witches. And they're all here in my town. I believe that they're all in a coven, and they have one is really mad at something that I exposed of them that unknowingly at the time, but it was an act that she did that was not right, and she hates that, and she took she made a cage actually. I don't want to even give them glory, but what happened at that was she got really mad at me. And literally, a rain cage surrounded my husband and my son. Four sheets of wind of rain fell and it didn't fall on them, caged them in. And it was not raining on the other side of the street and on four sides. And that happened a few years ago. And every time around this year, I don't know, this stuff starts little things have been happening, and I've been doing my warfare, but I would like some prayer for that. And also, about 2 years ago during a fast, I withdrew from a pharmakia that I was taking for quite a few years, and I don't want to take that drug, and I never will take that drug again. But I think I have residue, I'm lazy that drug would like it was Adderall, so it would spruce me up or something like that, and I feel lazy now. So I'd also like prayer for that, because I don't take it, but I just feel so lazy, and it might be generational too.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us to pray for those who persecute us. So we're going to pray, Lord. We forgive the witch and the coven for everything they've done against our sister and against the body of Christ in Jesus' name. Now, Father, the Bible also says to suffer not a witch to live. So Amen. We bring your word before you, Lord, and we ask for your judgment, for the righteous judge's judgment. We ask you, Lord, to either save them or remove them from the earth in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
We take
yes.
authority, dominion, and power over all the witchcraft that they have done over the years. We send confusion, division, and disillusion into the coven in the name of Jesus Christ. Every witchcraft act that they have done, Lord, we return it. It's theirs. Nobody yes. asked for it. Nobody put in a request for it, and you didn't order it. We call it to be illegal in the name of Jesus. And we return it where it came from in Jesus' name. We break their grip and hold over that community in the name of Jesus Christ. We surround our sister and her family with the wall of fire, with your glory in the midst in the name of Jesus. And all the people that have had these marine attacks, these spiritual husbands and spouses and girlfriends and boyfriends and all of that, we surround them all continually with the wall of fire in Jesus' name. Every attack that they sent, Lord, we return it in the name of Jesus. It's not ours. It's not yours. It's theirs. We bind them, we bind their devils, we bind their works, we bind their sacrifices. We bind every order of wickedness that they involve themselves in the name of Jesus Christ. We disconnect them from their source of power in Jesus' name. We take their power from them and we transfer it to Jesus Christ. Because all power belongs to God. We bind up their mouths.
We bind up their psychic warfare in the name of Jesus Christ. All their psychic warfare, we bind it in the name of Jesus. All of the witchcraft that they release against the population in that area, we bind in Jesus' name. It's their witchcraft. We send it back, and we tent it right where it came from in the name of Jesus. Now, everything they've done against our sister and against her daughter, we bind up. We command it to come up and out of our daughter right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Deep breath and cough, honey. Deep breath and cough. Cough it up in the name of Jesus. Make yourself microscopic and leave her. The rest of you need to be coughing, too, in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough. Cough that stuff up. Cough it up. Every day you cough that stuff up because her aim is to try to kill you. She's trying to kill you. So we bind every spirit of death and destruction in Jesus' name sent against you and your family in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out and out, all of it. Come out. Just cough. Up and out in the name of Jesus. Go back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Go back where you came from. All of the wickedness she's done against your body parts, we bind in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Make yourself microscopic and come out of her right now in the name of Jesus. All the evil that she's released against this family, we send it back in the name of Jesus. We bind all retaliations in the name of Jesus. We send those back in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Deep breath and cough. Cough that out. All those spirits that were transferred to you from your daughter, all of those spirits that were transferred to you from anywhere else that is not of Jesus, you're bound. Come up and out of her now in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Every one of you, all of you, generational and all, come out. Every familiar spirit, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Spirits coming down your family line and your husband's family line. You're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of her. Every ailment, every illness, every malady, every disease. Come out in the name of Jesus. All the sex devils coming down both sides of the family line. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. All the alcoholism and sorcery devils. We bind Adderall in the name of Jesus. We bind all the side effects that came with it in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of her. Come up and out of her. All the Adderall and all the side effects. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Lethargy, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Sluggishness, we bind you. Fatigue, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of her. You cannot stay. Come out of her flesh. Come out of her flesh. Come out of her flesh in the name of Jesus. The fire of God to consume you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your grip and hold in her life. All the religious spirits in that area, we bind them in the name of Jesus. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of her. Confusion, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Confounded, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Don't know what to do, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. COVID, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of everybody in Jesus' name. COVID, pneumonia, Tory infection, pneumonia, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of everybody in the name of Jesus. Flu, you're bound. Influenza, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of everybody in the name of Jesus Christ. Allergies, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Risa de Rabrusha, de Rabroca, de Dios, de Rabrica, de Dios, de Rabric. Kirishida, Rogo, Doroyosoto, de Breca, de Vivian, de Rabresa, de Dios, de Rabric. Raga de Rabrosa, de Dios, de Rabreca, de Dios, de Rabreca, de Rabiosuta. Yarbo de Dios, de Rabrica, de CT. Holy fire on all the water spirits. Holy fire on the marine spirits in Jesus' name. Rica de Rushon de Rabraca, Lele Dios, come out. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you take all these deliverances to completion in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, sister, you need to ask the Lord to take you into the archives and take you all over this website so you can find what you need to know. Amen?
Yes. Amen. Amen.
All right. I do
all the time.
Well, you need
Thanks,
to keep
Pastor.
At it because there's plenty for you to learn.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Yes,
God
amen.
Bless you. Now
Thank
take
you,
a deep
amen.
Breath and release your prayer language. Release your prayer language. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Marshall's going to lead us. Now, Brother Marshall is going to lead us into prayer about several things. Amen. It's that time. And we're going to be in agreement, saints. Amen. We're going to be in agreement. Amen. We're going to be in agreement. Praise the Lord. Amen. Trying to get this technology to do what I want it to do and not what it wants to do. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. All right. We're going to pray about the gasoline prices and the heating oil prices. We're going to pray about that. We're asking for the Lord's intervention. We're asking the Father in the name of Jesus to deal with the Nielsen ratings and how they manipulate what media stories we're going to hear and what we're not going to hear and what we're going to know about and what we're not going to know about. We're going to pray about Bill Gates and his belief in eugenics. We're going to pray about the overhauling, the new election overhaul bill. And we're going to pray about the border crisis. Amen? Amen. Brother Marshall, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I hear you just fine. Thank you, sir.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. And thank you, Father, that you hear us because Jesus is interceding for us. Thank you for that blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. And that's how we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace to say thank you, Father, because no man can come to the Lord Jesus save you, draw them. Thank you for drawing us with your loving kindness. Thank you for that amazing love, your amazing grace, because grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And it's written in Hebrews 10:19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holies by the blood of Jesus. Thank you for that new and living way. Thank you that we draw nigh to you, King Jesus, because of the blood of the covenant. And it is written in your word, Lord, because of that you love us and you have good plans for us. You said in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Father, we ask you to move on the hearts of every member of the body of Christ and those who think they're members of the body of Christ, to seek each of us, each and every one of us, not just yes, me, each and every one of us, not just my household, every one of our family members, all those connected related to each of us, all of our friends and neighbors, to seek you with all of our heart. And with what's going on in the world, I think you're giving us a reason to do that, Father, giving us all a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. So we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace, even as you said in Philippians 4:6, Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We're making a request known unto you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, according to your word, because you said, if two of you on earth agree to anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. And Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. In John 16, 23 and 24. He said, be careful for nothing. So we're not anxious. We're not careful. We come before you, Father, because that's where we turn. We don't turn to man. We turn to you. This is not a lot of confidence we can have in man unless you've regenerated them by your Spirit, Father. And the peace of God, we think of it, that shalom, Father, that amazing peace that Jesus gives us, not as the world gives. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, keep all of our hearts and minds. And those who are Christians, maybe they just stepped their toe over the threshold, Father God, to ask Jesus to come into their heart. Or maybe they're starting to seek you afresh. And we know you're married to the backslider. Draw each and everyone back to the Lord Jesus. All those who ever called upon the name of the Lord Jesus, however they thought they did, Father God, and however I thought I did, and I know you're changing me each and every day. I die daily. Died to that pride, died to selfishness, died at one having it my own way, that old man nonsense, Father. We thank you for changing all of us from glory to glory. Father, we ask for all these situations that Sabrina alluded to, and we're going to, and you know what they are because you know everything. You know what we're thinking. You even answer before we finish asking, Father. We come before you for each and every one of these situations, Father, and we ask for your divine help and intervention. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. You said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. And you said in the end of Psalm 91, because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In fact, you promised to show everybody your salvation, Lord. Give each one, including the Jewish people, people who think they're Jewish, whether they are or not, you know their hearts, Lord. Give each and every one eyes to see, ears to hear, and new and understanding hearts, including all the family members of every believer, and we thank you for doing so, Father. We ask you to move on all those in any position of authority, Father God, those at heads of corporations, those in political situations, those in the news media, and those that are in the different lodges and the different occultic gatherings, Father God, in Jesus' name, to do all and only what you want. The Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and give it to whomsoever you will, Father. And we ask you to move on each one's heart the way you want, Father. But, Father, you told us that if anyone is blinded, they're blinded by the God of this world, who blinds the minds of those who don't yet believe in the Lord Jesus. You told us by faith in your word to bind Satan, get him out of our friend's life. For each and every one of these situations, we're coming before you with concern the gasoline prices and the Nielsen raids and every other thing, Father. We ask for your divine intervention. But Satan, we bind you, the mind blinder, and we cancel your assignments to all those trying to manipulate all these things coming against the body of Christ. You, Satan, the mind blinder, and all your underlings, named and not named, not only Leviathan, heads and tails cut off, descaled, Kundalini, every spirit of idolatry is bound and gagged, every spirit of presumption and pride, every spirit of covetousness, every spirit of greed, every ungodly spirit, of death, hell, and destruction, continually, perpetually bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you, Satan, every distracting spirit is bound, every spirit of ungodly fascination is bound, every spirit of antichrist unloving, all spirits of rejection, fear of man, fear of evil, fear of tomorrow, every ungodly spirit of fear of illness, continually bound and gagged in Jesus' name. Every spirit of where do I go when I die? All spirits of fear of death, bound in Jesus' name. We bind every ungodly spirit of fear of every type, named and not named, fear of spiders, fear of witchcraft. All those now, every one of your demonic underlings are bound, Satan. Every single one, not just voice, every ungodly spirit, not just Beelzebub. Every one of your ungodly spirits is bound. Every unclean spirit is bound. Every unclean spirit is bound in Jesus' name, including those behind the Biden regime and all those manipulating all these nonsense things that are going on in the United States of America and in every other nation, including Australia, and many other nations, in Jesus' name. Every spirit of death, hell, and destruction continually perpetually bound. Every spirit of Zeus is perpetually bound. Every spirit of ungodly fear continually bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit of haughtiness, humanism, intellectualism, pride, every occultic spirit continually bound, not just from yoga, every occultic spirit continually bound, and all electronic manipulation continually bound, including coming from 5G and every other source continually bound. And we cancel assignments to all those who have interceded for, will intercede for, and all those playing games with so-called whistleblowers who are just dupes of the deep state, who are trying to bring about their agenda to deplatform those that have found other platforms in Jesus' name, and those that are trying to just block the information coming about what's really going on, about all the pedophilia and about the election perversion and every other thing. We bind every one of these ungodly spirits trying to bring about death, hell, and destruction, and every spirit trying to eliminate the internet from being available to the body of Christ. Every ungodly spirit is continually bound in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit. Satan, you're bound, or your underlings are bound from our position, seat in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons of the second heavens, the first heavens, and all other avenues, and every the bush and the deep, to everyone we've interceded for, including all those making decisions about the gasoline and heating oil prices and all the provisions for the body of Christ and food and every other necessary thing in Jesus' name, and shelter and every other thing in Jesus' name. We bind every ungodly spirit trying to manipulate the readings and the trying to manipulate what people are thinking through the news media and every other source, including those things on the internet like the Twitter and the Facebook and all these. We bind every one of these ungodly spirits in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit. We bind all the spirits behind Bill Gates and all the demons operating through him and those that are working together with him, the Fauci and the like, and Soros and all the others that are trying to bring about death, hell, and destruction, trying to bring about depopulation. We bind every spirit behind depopulation in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit. Every spirit of death, hell, and destruction is bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. In the name above all names, the name of the Lord Jesus has all power in heaven and in earth by the power of the Holy Spirit because of the blood of the covenant, even as it is written in Jesus' name, in Isaiah 45, in Jesus' name. Because God's word is forever settled in heaven. And Jesus is the eternal word of God. God's esteem his word above all his name. And it is written in Isaiah 45, beginning at the end of verse 21. There is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. No, not a jab. No, not a doctor. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, there is none else. Fauci's not God. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth, righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come. And all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. Everyone who is incensed against the body of Christ will be ashamed. You cannot poke the living God in the eye and get away with it in Jesus' name. Satan, all your underlings are perpetually bound. Every ungodly assignment of mind control is perpetually bound in Jesus' name. And trying to hide the truth from the people of the United States of America and every nation. In Jesus' name, every nation in Jesus' name, and every people group wherever they are in Jesus' name, the islands and every place. We ask you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Satan, get the hands, and all your underlings bound and gagged, go into the cage. You're permanently, perpetually, continually bound in Jesus' name, according to Matthew 18:18, Matthew 16:19. Mark 3:27, in Jesus' name. And we're all in agreement according to Matthew 18:19, in Jesus' name. And all the saints praying in their prayer language as the Lord leads. And I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to expose the truth in all these areas, including the so-called new election bill overhaul. We ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to watch over each process. We know that human beings have been sometimes affected no more than once by demons from the evil kingdom, Father God. And we ask that your kingdom, which is over all, will root out all the nonsense behind this so-called new election bill overhaul and the true election, even as it happened in 2020, in Jesus' name. We ask you to bring to light what's really been going on, Father, in Jesus' name, not just concerning the election bill, but all these other things, Father God, the manipulation of the public globally, Father God, trying to bring about a planet lockdown in Jesus' name, trying to bring about death, hell, and destruction from removing people's natural resources from them in Jesus' name, including food and other things, Father, in Jesus' name, as well as fuel prices concerning the provisions of fuel, even as they're trying to pretend that there's, they can't get the supplies through. We bind everyone that's behind the supply chain mess up in Jesus' name, and we know it's not natural. We know it's not just a labor shortage. We know it's all manipulated. We bind all threads of demonic manipulation in Jesus' name, trying to control the fuel and every other thing and try to impoverish the body of Christ in Jesus' name. Every spirit of death, hell, and destruction is bound in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you that your will be done concerning the so-called border crisis, the United States of America, and every other area where people are, and every spirit coming against my voice, I bind you, command you loose and go into the cage in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It's certainly not just the border crisis, the United States of America, and other nations, including in Europe, where many nations have been with Soros' wonderfully planned scheme of the deep state to bring in all kinds of people from other nations to overthrow the people that are already supposed to be there in Jesus' name. We bind every one of these plans of the agenda of the deep state internationally, including the United States of America, including the southern border, and all the borders, Father God, in Jesus' name, including all the ports, including the northern border, as well as the southern border, in Jesus' name. Do we plead the blood of Jesus around all the perimeter of the United States of America and every access to all the saints in every nation, that where there are at least two saints that have called upon the name of the Lord, and every town and every village and every state and commonwealth that have called upon the name of the Lord Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus around every commonwealth and every state, not just Florida, not just Texas, every state where there are at least two believers in the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, every single commonwealth, every single state, every single town and village, and we plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the angel of the Lord that encampeth round about them, that fears you, Lord, and delivers them. And we thank you, Father, for keeping us by the power of your name, because Jesus says, Father, in John 17:11, I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And thank you, Father, for the privilege of drinking into one spirit with the Lord Jesus. He had power to lay down his life and power to take it up again, as it talks about in the Gospel of John chapter 10 around verse 17. And when he laid down his life, he poured out his blood, his soul, to redeem the saints. And what do the saints do? They take a little red cup of juice, and it represents the blood of that grape, the blood of the grape, the blood of the Lamb of God that sets us free from Satan's kingdom. We thank for the glorious liberty of the children of God. Thank you for the privilege of drinking into one spirit with you, Father. Thank you, Father, you've not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We ask you to, your arm is not too short to save. We ask you to deliver all the saints and all their family members and all those that think they're Christians, Father God, that have bowed the knees to take the jab because they thought, well, this will be helpful and it'll protect me. Father God, we ask you to open their spiritual eyes and to see what's really going on. This is not just a normal medical intervention. No, this is a plan of the enemy trying to lead people down the wrong path, Father God. Ask you to give us all and all those, Father God, we've interceded for the gifts that we need by your Spirit. Holy Spirit gives wonderful gifts, Father. We thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. We ask you to grant each one, including all of us, the gifts of discernment in every one of our decisions that we make every day, even as Sabrina and Dr. Pat have taught us many times. We don't just go roaring off. Pat Holliday learned the hard way, Father God. She wanted to go minister in Atlanta. So this is great. I'll go minister. Now, Sabrina wasn't with her. She didn't have prayer support. She didn't have backup. And what happened? A witch grabbed her, and she had a little problem, Father. But the saints, especially the bishop at the time, prayed for her. And she recovered supernaturally, Father God, from breaking her femur in five places, because you can do exceeding abundantly more than we can ask or imagine. We ask you to do exceeding abundantly more than we can ask or imagine in all these situations, Father. So we ask, Father God, concerning the high, supposedly projected higher gasoline and heating oil prices and every other fuel oil, including propane and every other thing, natural gas, that's expected to cause problems during the upcoming winter, Father God, what Joe Biden liked to call the, what would he call it, the dark winter or something like that. Father, we bind every one of those word curses in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit trying to block the flow of information to the people in Jesus' name, and flow of information about what's going on. Help your people to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, knowing what you want each of us to do, not doing it out of fear, doing it out of obedience, listening to your voice, because your sheep hear your voice, Lord Jesus. You know them, and they follow you, and the voice of a stranger they will not heed. We ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to shield all of us from every harsh winter and every other thing. And we thank you, Lord. We're comfortably protected in your covenant Thank you, Lord, for being a wall of fire round about and the glory. And think of that wall of fire round about by the power of your spirit. Oil olive beaten for life. We thank you the entrance of thy words give us light. Thank you that the moon will not smite us by day. The moon will not smite us by night, nor the sun by day. We're not lunatics, Father God, and everyone is spirits trying to control our minds and hearts to cause us to try and think stinking thoughts, Father God. We bind every one of those spirits of stinking thinking, every witchcraft curse, continually returned, as we've already prayed, on the heads of the demons, causing them, returning to them at least sevenfold they intend to do dust, in Jesus' name, according to the covenant, Father, in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, even as you said in Psalm 79:12, in Jesus' name, you said, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosoms their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. And I thank you, Father, you've not left us alone. You've not left us as orphans. We thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to comfort us and to teach us and to remind us of what Jesus said so we can be at peace. And you said in Philippians, I think it's 1:28, in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. Thank you for giving us Holy Ghost confidence, Father God. Holy Ghost boldness and confidence, not foolishness. No, we don't go jumping off of buildings. Hey, catch me, angels. No, we don't do silly things. No, no, no. We do what you tell us to do, and we know that you're there, and you give your angels charge over each of us, and we give you praise and honor and glory. We thank you there are more with us than with them. And I thank you, Father, for being patient with me. And every attack coming against each one of us are continually, perpetually bound. And it is written in 2 Kings chapter 6, beginning at verse 16. You said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses, of chariots of fire round about Elisha. And even as Brother Bill has helped us to remember, and I thank you for Brother Bill, and I thank you for Dr. Sabrina, and I thank you for all the saints, Father God, and all of them, by the power of your Spirit, groaning for one another, not just for KK, but for all of us, because we all need your help, Father God. There's none righteous apart from the blood of Jesus. But we thank you for that blood, and that's that blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that evil. So we can come before your throne of grace, Father, in Jesus' name. And Jesus said, the things he's done, we can do greater things than these in John 14:12. And Jesus says, thinkest thou not in Matthew 26:53, thinkest thou not that I cannot now pray to my Father? Jesus prayed to the Father. He asked us to do the same thing. And he shall presently give you more than 12 legions of angels. So Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us as many legions of angels as would be appropriate to protect all of your children from the plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy to try and cause the people to be unsettled in any area. Because you're going to provide all of our needs according to riches and glory. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. We thank you for providing whatever we need. If we need to be transported anywhere, we'll get there. We don't have to rely on the oil companies because we know that I love the testimony of a great brother in Christ who's gone home to be with the Lord, but at the same time, Pat did. Henry Wright talked about his uncles that were missionaries in Africa, and they had to get to this village to share the gospel, but their vehicle, when they got stuck in the mud, they had dirt, mud, it was rainy season, and their what Jeep, whatever it has, it completely ran out of fuel. It was down to the axles in mud, and they prayed. They had no fuel, and the engine wasn't running, but you lifted their vehicle out of the mud, and you took it to the village so they could share the good news. Because wherever we have to be, you'll get us there, Father God. Even if you have to translate it supernaturally, Father God. Yes, the demons, they do astral projection, but you can remove your saints from one continent to another to do whatever you want them to do supernaturally, and it's up to you. So we leave everything up to you, and we don't worry about anything. And we thank you, Father, for providing all that we need, Father, including unveiling what's really going on concerning what Bill Gates has been trying to do. And yes, as Sabrina pointed out in this third prayer point, Father God, it's asking the Father in Jesus' name to judge and uncover the truth concerning Bill Gates. And we ask you to do so, Father, bring it all into the light according to your word in Luke 12:2 and in Matthew 10:26. In Jesus' name, whatever the enemy's trying to do in darkness, you're going to bring it out into the light. And his followers concerning eugenics and population control. Eugenics, infamous 2010 TED talk in which he declared doing a great job on vaccination in the developing world would bring down the population count, quote unquote, according to this prayer point, and says he does not, he does believe in depopulation through our so-called vaccination. So are we surprised? Are we surprised? Are we surprised that he is pushing vaccinations because that's his plan? He gave a talk at, where was it, Vassar, in, I think it was at Vassar, in Poughkeepsie, New York, many years ago, and said, this is wonderful. We're going to bring down the population. So we don't have to worry about all those useless eaters. Isn't that nice? I mean, I'd have called them that at the time, but, of course, that's what they're thinking because they think they're little gods. So, Father, we bind every one of these spirits of the little gods, including all those people in the Committee of 300, all those people trying to pull the strings, the puppet strings, for the various regimes, including the Biden regime. We bind all the spirits. We sever all the ungodly puppet strings in Jesus' name. Whatever you sever, quote about the Word of God, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. We ask you to bring to light everything that needs to be brought to light. We ask you to keep up the platforms being used to get the news out when it's appropriate, Father, in Jesus' name. And grant all of your saints the discernment to know where to look and only where to look and when. In Jesus' name, grant each of us your discernment. Help us, above all, to spend time fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, and to do what Brother Bill put in the chat room tonight. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Seek ye first, and take no anxious thought for tomorrow. The end of the ending scriptures of Matthew 6, to seek first the kingdom of God. And we think if we do forgive every human being from our hearts, because our battle is not against human beings, Father, we bind the demons in them, and we ask you to save those, including our family members that have bowed their knees to Satan, whether they knew it or not, Father God, and save those that can be saved. Grant them the gifts of repentance, the knowledge of the truth, that they'll recover themselves from the snare of the devil, because you told us to pray for those who despitefully use us, and we do. And we ask you to save the souls that you can, Father, even as Stephen, when he's being stoned, said, Father, don't hold this sin against them, Father God. And you saved Saul of Tarsus, and you did a great work through him. So, Father, we ask you to save those that can be saved, those in positions of authority and corporations, different places, Father God, and raise up, and many people are stepping down from their positions, Father God, including in the government-run agencies, because they realize they're just about to go to court if all this stuff comes to light, what they've okayed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for causing many people, including the political arena, so I'm not going to run for election again. All these people to say, whoops, it's all just about to come. Is it the proverbial or whatever it is about to hit the rotary oscillator? So, Father, we ask you to bring to light what's going to be brought to light the way you want, and give your people peace no matter what's going on. And we thank you, Father God, for being that quote unquote, the wall, that there's a storm that may be raging against the wall, but you're that wall, the wall of faith around about all your saints. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you. Couldn't we give you praise and honor and glory for the wall of fire around about and the glory in the midst for all your saints. And I speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouths of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear pertaining to each and every one of us and all of our family members and all of them interceded for all that's coming into the body of Christ in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant. For it is written, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And it's written in Job 22:28, thou shalt also decree a thing that shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And we do decree and declare it as joint heirs with Christ. And we don't rejoice that the demons are subject unto his Father, but they are. And you make that abundantly clear. I mean, even in Luke 10:17, the devils are subject to us, but we rejoice that our names are written down. Because you told us, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Thank you for rendering unto man your righteousness because of the blood of the covenant. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us and washing from our sins in your own blood, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. We praise and worship you, King Jesus. We praise and worship you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We honor you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for not leaving us as orphans. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for teaching us, each of us, each and every one of us, and all of our family members, and drawing many in the valley of decision to the Lord Jesus, drawing each one to the lover of our souls. And we thank you for loving us so perfectly, Lord. Thank you, Father. You loved us, and that's why you sent Jesus, and you sent him forth to be that substitute and sacrifice on that cross. For Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. But it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And we do, just like Father Abraham did, because Melchizedek brought forth bread and wine. So during the coming fast, as we have the bread and the wine, or the bread and the grape juice, or whatever we're having, Father God, we're remembering, we're partakers of the divine nature. We're drinking into one spirit with the Lord Jesus, and it's he that's in us, because we can't do it. It greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we don't live by bread alone. No, we live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he's keeping, Heavenly Father's keeping us as the apple of his eye. We thank you, Father, for being in the Lord Jesus, ever living. And Jesus, you gave that Jesus the same life you had, the power of an endless life. And that's the blood of Jesus. That's the power of eternal life. We thank you for the gift of eternal life, Father, and righteousness delivers from death. We thank you for the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and righteousness delivers from death. And thank you. We give you praise, Father, for hearing all the prayers of your saints and all the saints that in agreement. Amen and amen. We give you praise, Father. We thank you, Father, for giving your angels charge over us. We thank you for waking up the sleeping giant, the body of Christ. We thank you, Father God, for the great revival you're bringing about. And you said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened. You're asking, seeking, and knocking in agreement. Going to Matthew 18:19. In Jesus' name, he is the door. We're at the door knocking, Father, and we ask you to pour forth of your spirit afresh, as you promised, Father, in Jesus. And you said, in the last days, I'll pour forth of my spirit upon all flesh. And these are the last days for what your word says. It's been for 2,000 years. It's the last days. We ask you to pour forth of your spirit, including all the family members of every believer, including Peggy and Christine Smith's descendants, including Donald Trump. Help him to complete the will. You give him to do the way you want him to do, but anoint him afresh. And not just that he's perfect. He's not. He's made some serious... Well, the Lord is judging. I don't want to go there. Father, we ask you to save Joe Biden.
How you loved me so much.
Maybe a very sad time in the world, Father. And even the ones that are close to you that are controlling us. In Jesus' name. And you said, Father God, in Isaiah 44:3, I will pour blood upon the church.
You
will bless upon the dry ground. Your rain, Father God, in California, and all the things that you have done,
Thank you.
consequences, whatever it is. But Father God, thank you for the Holy Ghost burning for all of your saints in every nation, all over the world. We ask you to pour forth this Spirit. Wake up, please, Father God. Wake up, please, Father God. Nigh by the blood. Nigh by the blood. That's the blood where your name is. Your glorious work declares. That's the Psalm 75. And your name is written in blood. I am that I am. Jesus says in John 8:15, before Abraham was, I am. He's the eternal God. He'll always be here long after the mountain is gone. He's still here. Thank you, Jesus. You've already won the victory. We give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name.